talking sports and much more with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 3 o'clock hour starts on a Thursday with not a one-time champ, not a two-time champ. Well, he was in college, but throw in another championship in the NBA. Corey Brewer joins us now from Portland, Tennessee. Corey, man, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Do we need to add a tie? I can't remember about Portland High School. Did you guys win a state championship there?
Not in basketball. We got beat in the state semifinals, but we won one in football my freshman year.
Dang, Corey, who in the hell beat you?
We got beat by Memphis Ridgeway. They were pretty good.
Was anybody on that team that we would remember?
Yeah.
Man, they had their point guard, UL Banks. I think they had a big kid that went to Ole Miss to play football. And I think that's it. Or maybe Derek Byers was there the year before we got beat, I think.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a football championship as a freshman. How long did you play football? Because I can imagine you would have been a heck of a wide receiver when you're covered by like some 5'8" guy. You just go turn around, right? The quarterback throws you the ball.
Oh, for sure. I played on my freshman and sophomore year. We went like 27-1, I think. I think we lost one game. We should have won back-to-back, but we got beaten.
So what made you decide to give up football?
I had to have a meeting. My football coach wanted me to quit basketball. So I played summer AAU basketball that summer, and I was missing a lot of football workouts, summer workouts. My football coach was getting mad, so I had to have a meeting with my football coach and my basketball coach. And we had all the pros and cons to play football and play basketball. And basically it came down to I wanted to play both, and my football coach didn't want me to, so I ended up choosing basketball.
Are you serious? That's how it went down. That's how you ended up in basketball. That's crazy. I mean, imagine if it would have gone different, right?
Yeah, that's how it went down. You know, because I was getting, I had a lot of college letters to play football, so I was getting recruited pretty heavily in football. So my football coach thought had a better chance to get a college scholarship playing football. But I liked basketball a lot, and I didn't want to quit. So. And my basketball coach, he wanted me to play both, but football coach couldn't agree, and I chose. So I had to choose. He made me choose, and I chose basketball.
Man. That's amazing.
Well, I think it worked out pretty well for you, Corey.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Good job.
Hey, before we get too deep into this, I have been to, like, pick strawberries in Portland, Tennessee. How many strawberry festivals have you been to?
Oh, I've been to a lot. For sure, my first 18 years of my life, I'm pretty sure I went to everyone. And then I came back for a few once I went to college and the NBA. So I've been to a lot. We got the best strawberries around.
So for people in Nashville that don't know about this phenomenon in Portland and strawberries, kind of describe what the Strawberry Festival is like.
Oh, man, Strawberry Festival is the best. We have a parade. It's a carnival that comes. A lot of strawberries. You can get strawberry anything. So, you know, if you want some good strawberries, when it gets ready for the festival, come up.
So at this point in your life, are you tired of strawberries? Like, you go to dinner in Houston and you get
no
a dessert.
Strawberries.
And you, like, stay away from the strawberry pie, or do you like it?
I still love strawberries, man. You grew up eating them, you know, you pretty much stay eating them.
Corey Brewer, our guest. I have to ask you this because I saw this in a story and you talked about it. That you are related to the second tallest human being who has ever lived. Is that a real thing?
Well, that's what they say. That's what they told me when I was growing up. My mom says it's true. He's from Gallatin, Tennessee, which is in Sumner County, too. So I guess so.
So this guy was 8'9".
He's 8'9". He's on my mom's side. He's a Rogan. That's my mom's maiden name.
So are there other, like, 7 feet tall people in your family? Are you one of many, or is it just you and this 8'9" dude?
All that I know is me and this 8'9" dude. Because the next tallest person I know is my brother, Jason, and he's, like, 6'4".
All right, let's go through it for those that don't know. So you go to the McDonald's All-American game. You average like 30 points, 13 boards at Portland. You made the correct decision. You chose basketball over football. What was the recruiting process like? And who was at Tennessee at that point? And why Florida?
My recruiting process was interesting. Western Kentucky recruited me hard, and you know Western Kentucky is really close to home. Dennis Felton was there, so they started recruiting me first. And then Vanderbilt, Coach Stallings really recruited me hard. Him and assistant coach, Coach Jackson. And Buzz Peterson was at the University of Tennessee at the time. And Buzz was he was a great guy. You know, Tennessee was up there. It was hard to not go to Tennessee because I wanted to stay at home. I'm born and raised a Tennessee kid, so I didn't want to leave Tennessee.
So why Florida in the end?
Because I went to visit Florida and I went to visit Tennessee. And my visit on Tennessee, the guys weren't. I didn't feel like they really wanted me there, if I can say it like that. And then when I went to Florida, everybody was just so welcoming. Just it was a great place, man. Great campus. And Coach Donovan, he sent me down. We had a one-on-one, and he showed me what I could be and what he envisioned for me to be at the University of Florida. And you know, I just made my decision, but that wasn't really, I still almost went to Vanderbilt, to be honest. People don't know this because my dad had actually got sick. And so I really didn't want to leave home, but my dad helped me make the decision that, you know, I had to do what's best for me. And that's why I went to Florida.
So were you aware of that class that Billy Donovan was building? Like, was that part of it with Torian Green, Joe Kim Noah, and Al Horford? Were you aware of all of that at that time?
Yeah, me and Torian were actually roommates at the NBA PA camp, top 100 camp. And we met Al, and then we knew about Joe Kim, but we had met Al, and we kind of made a decision, me and Torian being roommates. We were like, yo, we want to play with each other. I was like, yeah, I want to play with you too. And we ended up making the decision to go to Florida. And then we got Al to come, and then Joe Kim came.
God, Corey that
Brewer,
team.
Our guest.
Crazy.
Sorry, Mickey, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what was harder, winning the first one or winning the second one? Because you won two back to back, if people don't know.
I went in the second one for sure, just because we were getting everybody's best shot. And once you win one, like every game we played the next year, everybody played their best basketball. It was some games I was like, can these dudes miss or what's going on? they played out of their minds. But we kept it together, and, you know, we were a strong team. We knew we could be anybody, so that's why we went back to back.
Okay, so Mickey asked the question, which was harder, which was better?
Man, they were both different. The first one was amazing, just because nobody thought we were going to win anything. We were like ranked 75th at the beginning of the year, but we just believed in ourselves. And we were all roommates, me, Torian Green, Al Horford, and Joe Kim Noah. We were roommates, so we were like best friends. We'd seen each other for every day for three straight years, basically, it seemed like. So we just knew we had what it took to win. And then the second one was like, it was just so satisfying just to know that we got everybody's best shot and nobody still could beat us. And we were still champs.
Yeah, and that first team, Florida had never won a national championship, so that had to mean a ton also. And then you guys finished second in the SEC, and then you start steamrolling. You go through the SEC tournament. You only have one close game. I went back and looked. It was the Georgetown game in the Sweet 16. Outside of that, really no challenges. And then in the second year, you're right, you were getting everybody's best shot, and in the last five games of the tournament were all 10 points or less.
Yeah, teams play their butts off the second time, but we just knew nobody was going to beat us, man. I don't care what anybody said. They always talk about the great college teams. I don't feel like we get enough respect, but for us, we just knew nobody could beat us, and we put our team up against anybody to this day.
I remember being in the SEC tournament locker room and talking to you guys after some of those games. And so when you all decided to come back, we'll get through that decision here in a second. But I'll say when you guys decided to all come back, I wasn't surprised. But I'm curious, was that each an individual decision, or did you guys get together as a group and say, hey, let's run it back. Let's go for one more.
We all went home and talked to our families, but we came back and we made a collective decision. because, to be honest, if one of us would have left, we all would have left. So it had to be, if one of us is going to go, we're all going to go. If one of us is going to stay, we're all going to stay. And it was kind of came down to Torian Green, our point guard. We kind of knew, like if you look at all the draft process, he may not have got drafted. So we couldn't leave one of our best friends. It was like all for one for all. So
isn't that amazing? Because you never see that. Like, you'll probably never see that again, because you had four guys that could play at the next level. And usually everybody's looking out for theirs, and you know, they got what they wanted. They got the shot at the deal. That's why it was so rare for you guys as a group to decide to do that. And we haven't seen it since.
Yeah. I think Coach Diamond did a good job recruiting, because we were all different personalities, but we all fit together perfectly. And we were all just like really best friends. I don't think we say we're best friends, but we really were best friends. Some people may say, oh, they were friends or whatever, but we were best friends. We all loved each other, and we still talk to this day. I just talked to Joaquin the other day. I talked to Al. I talked to Torian. Like, we still talk. Like, that was my guys, and we love playing with each other.
Corey Brewer, our guest at the Corey Brewer on Twitter. You played for Coach Donovan, obviously, at Florida. You got another stint with him with OKC and the pros. What does that guy mean to you?
Coach Donovan means everything, man. He's a great coach. He put us all in position just to see. He knew our strengths. He knew our weaknesses. He knew what we could do, and he's a great motivator. He had great X's and O's, and he was even a better person. Like, you know, he's a great coach, but off the court, he was a better person. He brought us into his family. His family was great people, and you know, he's a great guy.
So, Corey, there's talk the NBA might try to convene in Las Vegas, finish up the season there. I know you had not played yet this year. You're able to play on a couple teams last year, but kind of where are you with your NBA journey, and do you think we will see more NBA basketball this season based on what you know?
Based on what I know, I think they're going to try to come back, but you never know, man. This virus is anything can happen. Each day is changing. And for me, you know, I'm just waiting for a call. You know, I'm always ready to play, and hopefully I get another call. But if not, you know, I'll be at home with my family.
I have a question for you from just the athlete mentality standpoint. For example, Major League Baseball is talking about, you know, quarantining basically the teams for 4 months, 4.5 months away from family, so they can play with no fans in attendance, but, you know, obviously on TV, they all get paid, that kind of thing. From an athlete's perspective, would you feel comfortable doing that if it was a, hey, you guys are still going to play, but no fans in attendance, but yet you guys put, that certainly puts you guys at risk. Would you feel comfortable with that decision?
I wouldn't really feel comfortable, but, you know, if that's what the NBA wants you to do, you know, it's your job. You have to do it. And I understand where they're coming from. They don't want to lose as much money as they're losing. But this, man, this is something nobody's ever seen before, and it's different. It's hard to navigate it. So I guess if they told us we had to, I would, but I wouldn't necessarily say I want to.
Well, Corey, we appreciate the time, man. It's always good catching up with you when we're back in the studio. I know you've come in there before and hung out with us. We will have to do that again, and definitely get some more story time and hear about some more of the great stuff that you've experienced. We always love catching up with you.
Yes.
For sure. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, thanks, sir. Corey Brewer. Britt, you pointed out something. Back-to-back national champion at Florida. And guys, now they go and get their experience. They get a championship. Anybody that can go in this climate today now is typically going to go, I'm going to go make my money. Those guys made the decision to come back. That was an unreal thing. And watching them play and win the second title was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I've heard him tell the story before. I mean, he's told us the story before, but that's the first time he kind of let you in on the reason why they came back is because Torian Green probably wasn't going to get drafted, so he was going to stay. So if he was going to stay, they all were going to stay. And it's hard to find so many selfless stars on one roster these days. And that's why I said when you're in the locker room with them and they're going through the SEC tournament, and this before they won the first one, I wasn't surprised when they won it, but then also when they decided to stay, because you could tell how close they were, and it was a genuine thing in that locker room. And yeah, you know, Corey got married not too long ago, and the guys were all at his wedding, and he's had a baby recently and living in Houston. But number 7 overall pick, 13 years in the league, he's made over $55 million. Won an NBA title with the Mavs. So, yeah, I'm sure he's glad he chose basketball over football. That was a great story. I've never heard that story before.
I haven't either. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that just makes you look back and think. I mean, imagine if they would have been okay with him playing both. Would that trajectory have been different, you know? Yeah. Or basketball wasn't okay with him also playing football, and then so he just played football. Who knows? I mean, that's crazy. It also shows what a ridiculous athlete he is.
Unbelievable. Yeah. At 6'9". Now, maybe he wasn't at that point, but, yeah, unbelievable athlete and just a tremendous, tremendous talent and an even better person. You could hear how much he loves his hometown of Portland in his voice and – it's always fun to catch up with him. He's such a genuine guy.
Made me want to go to Strawberry Fest, that's for sure.